When Lenny began his job at Voluntary Plan Administrators in May of 1987, Kevin had no reason to visit. There were no modems. And even though Lenny kept the news from Kevin when the company bought modems that summer, Kevin somehow figured it out. Just as a well-fed cat learns to run to the kitchen at the sound of a can opener, Kevin started showing up regularly at VPA. The company, it turned out, was an ideal place from which to practice his craft. As one of the principal computer operators there, Lenny had the run of the place once everyone had left for the day. But things were beginning to sour between them. Lenny knew Kevin's capacity for threatening people. He had already threatened to turn Lenny in for creating the fraudulent identity that got Lenny the flower delivery job. But there was more to it. It was also a classic form of folie à deux. Kevin could appeal to criminal aspects of Lenny's nature that might have remained unrealized if the two had never met. Also, in Lenny, Kevin found someone with the flashes of intuition that Kevin lacked that were so necessary for their work. Lenny, too, had become addicted to the excitement of breaking into computers. Kevin had stolen, or at least tried to steal, software in the past. Now he had a major project in mind: the acquisition of Digital Equipment's most important software, the latest version of the company's VMS operating system. Lenny became project assistant. They started out from VPA in a low-key fashion. The first thing they established was a way into the ARPANET, the vast research and military computer network. The duo found an account at Patuxent Naval Air Station in Maryland. For a few months in the summer of 1988, Kevin and Lenny used the Patuxent computer as a convenient storage locker for the software they were stealing electronically. When system managers at Patuxent noticed something was going on and closed the electronic doors, the two looked for another place to stash their data. They found it a few weeks later, when they sneaked back into USC's computers.